Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your midday brief for Monday, February 27th. I'm Mohsen Ali for The Wall Street Journal. The UK and European Union have agreed on a new trading arrangement for the province of Northern Ireland. Rishi Sunak, the UK's Prime Minister, and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen met to shake hands today on a compromise that would reduce trade issues between the British mainland and Northern Ireland. While details of the deal weren't immediately available, both sides have said in recent days it would involve allowing British goods destined for Northern Irish market to enter without custom checks, while creating a separate process for goods destined for Ireland through Northern Ireland. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is visiting Kyiv today to meet with top Ukrainian officials. They're discussing the rollout of about $10 billion in financial assistance for Ukraine, part of a $45 billion package that Congress approved in December. Yellen's trip, coming a week after President Biden's surprise visit, is the latest high-profile effort aimed at sending a message of American commitment to supporting Ukrainians' defense against Russia's invasion. And apartment rents have fallen in every major U.S. metropolitan area over the past 6 months. Renters with new leases last month paid a median rent that was 3.5% lower than they would have paid last August, according to estimates from the listing website Apartment List. The declines are a sign that many tenants have maxed out on how much of their income they can set aside for rent. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.